Shelo yimoshchenu v'yetzei. You can't just stand, pull him away. Rashi says, Kleima. Shelo yetziyu bezdin miyad akusi ela begula. We can't just stand, take away the Jew from the guy, but we have to pay him. Yocho yiglum alof. If so, maybe we'll let the guy charge a double or triple amount that the Jew is really worth. Talmud Leimon, that's posted on this. The Pasuk says, no. V'chishevim kenei. We have to make a good cheshbon exactly how much he's worth. That means yedagta kim kenayu, make a good cheshbin to see exactly how much this evidivri is worth to free. But I call upon him, you see, and I'll let a steal from a guy. So how come we're saying before gezel kenani is muta? So first of all, Gemara wants to answer, Amar Rav Yosef Lakash, there's no stira. Ho be kenani, ho be ger toshev. Here we're talking about a ger toshev. So Rashi says that means ein oved avodah zarah v'yechon avelus. Really, he's a guy. Just he accepted upon himself not to be oved avodah zarah. He wasn't mezgar yet. Sometimes Rashi says it means he's mekabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. But I call upon him, he's still a guy, but he has loch of a ger toshev. From a ger toshev, he's not allowed to steal. But from a regular kanani, then gzela is muta. So Mora says, omalei abaya. He's the same pasuk about gula tihil. It's talking about both of them. It's talking about a ger toshev and about a goy. So by both of them, you can't steal. As the pasuk says like this, loy lecho elo leger. Shenemar the pasuk says, lager v'loy leger tzedek elo leger toshev. Shenemar leger toshev mishpachas ger zoavi kechovim. Kishuayim oyle eker zehanim kolavodes kechovim. So kids in the same parasha, we're talking about a ger toshev and a regular guy. The Rashi says, "V'loy luchu elu leger b'gedushini uverachim v'kama kad kama kosher." There's more going on. Kama kosher avlokish al shvius that adam shneisav neisam per shvius. People that do business with per shvius. So if mech v'satzma, he sells himself. Shem v'nim chalacho loy luchu. Not only will he sell to himself, el laknan, you sell yourself to a guy. O la'avoy dezor atzmoi, you sell yourself. So I call upon him in the same posse we're talking about, that you sell yourself first to a ger toshev, then you sell yourself to a goy, then you sell yourself even to an eved avodah zarah. But in the same parsha it says it's a loch of gula tialoi, then when we redeem him back, we have to pay money for him. We can't just grab him back. So even from a goy itself, there's a nisik zela. So when it says elo amar rov, rov says like the tala kasha. Kan big zeloi, kan di afkoyas alvosoi. There's a difference whether you're really stealing from the guy, or whether just havkoyas halvosoi, you're just taking away the halvo. In the case where you owe the guy money, and now you want to free yourself from paying him back, that's called havkoyas halvosoi. Rashi says, shein gezel mamish, you're not really stealing, that's muta. When? Ki lekechil Hashem. Therefore Rashi says, lafriach hamecha tzevek havkoyas halvosoi, the same thing. When you want to free yourself from taxes, that's called like havkoyas halvosoi. That's muta by a guy. So it's like this, to go make a ma'isik zela, to go steal something out of a guy's hand, if this eved ivri now belongs to a guy, we're not allowed to steal it. We can't take it out of his hands. But in the Gemara before about freeing yourself from taxes, that's called havkoyas havosoi, that's mutim midiraisa. It's only a question if I catch you, if there'll be a chil Hashem or not. So the mokum, there's no chil Hashem, then it's muta. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back to Rava, eved ivri havkoyas havosohu. That in eved ivri also the same thing. It's only havkoyas halvosa. Like when you sold the goy, the eved ivri to the goy, it's not the pshat the goy really owns the eved ivri. It's only the pshat that the eved ivri now, like meshubet, has to work for the goy. So it's only a question like you owe him some money, so you're only freeing him from the money that he owes him. L'chur, that's like halvo. So why do you say it's also? So Moran says, Rava goes according to his time. The Yomar Rava, that Rava says, Eved Ivri Gufa Kanuya. No, you should know when you sell now this Eved Ivri to the Goy, the Pshat is the Goy is currently the Gufa of the Eved Ivri. At least for the 6 years that he's supposed to work, the locker is an Eved Ivri is Kanuy. Those 6 years the owner owes him. So therefore, we're not allowed to stand, grab away this eved ivri from the guy, because since he was sold to the guy bought him, it's considered like the guy owns the goof of the eved ivri. Therefore, to take him away will be called gzela. That's osar, on this you have to have a gula tiyaloi. But enach nam, and the Gemara before, freeing yourself from taxes, that's called hafkoyas halavosoi. Halavosoi means if you borrowed money from a guy. And now the question about paying it back, if you get away without paying it back, and there won't be a chil Hashem, that's muta. Havkoyas halvosoi, that's muta midiraisa. This the Gemara says now, Omarav Beivoy Bar Gidol, Omarav Shimon Chasido, Gezel Kanani Osor. He says no, it's also to steal from a guy. Gezel Kanani is also, and not really, no, we came out before also like this. We only came out before that Afkoyas Halvosi is Mutter. But then Echnami, Gezel Kanani is Tak also. But Avedosim Muteris, if you find in an Aveda, you find a lost object that you know belongs to a guy, you have no chiv to return it, you're allowed to keep it. Gzeilo Yosso, why do we say it's also to steal from a goy? Tiyomar Rafuna. Minayin la gezel haknani shuos. How do I know it's also to steal from a goy? Shinemar Apostle says, V'yachalto es kolo amim asher Hashem alokecho noisen lecho. That means, bizman shem esurim v'yodcho, when the goyim are under our control. V'loi bizman shem esurim v'yodcho. But when they're not under our control, then we can't do. So then we can't just take away from them. Therefore, there'll be an Issa Gezel, that's called Gezel Kanani, is also, we can't stop take away from the Goyim. But Avedosim Muteris, how come if a Goy loses an object and a Jew finds it, we have no Chiyuv to return it to him? Why is Avedosoy Muteris? To Yom Rav Chama Baguru, Yom Rav, Mina Yili Avedos HaKanani Shum Muteris. How do we know to say that an Aved of a Goy is Muta? Shinam, the Pasuk says, Lochol Avedas Ochicho. So we dashin liyochicho atamachzer to your own brother, to a Jew, you have a chiv to return an aveda. But the atamachzer l'knani, you don't have to return to a Kanani. To a Kanani, there's no chiv to return an aveda. So Mora says, v'yayma, maybe I'll tell you, hanimili, when is this said? Hechid liyosa liyode. Maybe like only you don't have a chiv to pick it up to return it. So before you picked it up, you don't have a chiv to return it. Liyomichayv lahadurei basro, you don't have to go after it. But maybe when you picked up the Aveda, even though it belongs to a guy, maybe you still have a chiv to return it to him. And this Amar Ravina says, Umitzosa, the Pasuk says, the Osala Yode Mashma. It's Mashma, even though it came into your hand, still we dashen only Lechol Aveda Sachicha. There's only a chiv Hashav and an Aveda that fell from a Jew, and not an Aveda that fell from a guy. An Avedosoi, Shel Akum, Yepotu, you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to return it.
If we have time later on, we'll go into these halachas. We'll talk about halacha l'maisa. Let's just see a little bit. Right now, the other Gemara says, right there. Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyo Oimer. B'mokim sheyesh chilul Hashem, if there's a chilul Hashem involved, hatayu den afilu avedosa yosar. Then even the aveda, a lost object of a guy, also you have to return, that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem, you should return the aveda also. In other words, if the guy finds out about it and will feel very bad about Jews, to be a chil Hashem, then it's an inyan to return even an aved of a guy. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel says, you should know that usay muteris. If a guy makes a mistake, and he gave you something too cheap, or he didn't take enough money, if he made a mistake, then you don't have to pay him back later. That's also considered like a case of Avkoyesav Rosoy, that it's mutter. Zmor says, Kihod is Shmuel, like Shmuel, Zovin Makusi, Shmuel Burof Agoy, Lekana de Dahava, a golden plate, Bemar de Pazlo, the person thought he's only selling him a copper plate. And he only charged him Badala Zuzi, and Vyibla Lechad Zuzi, out of the four Zuz he was supposed to take, like the guy only took three. So really it was like two mistakes the guy made. First of all, he only took $3 instead of taking $4. And also, he made a mistake by giving him a gold plate instead of giving like a copper plate. But the Maisa, since the guy made the mistake, Shmuel holds you're allowed to keep it. Rav Kana, Zovin Makusi, Meya V'yeshem Chavita. Rav Kana bought 120 barrels off a guy, Pimeya, for the price of 100. V'yivla Lechad Zuzi. And he, even the one Zuz, he left out, he didn't take back. They're the same thing. He didn't take it. He wanted to give it to Goy. The Goy stopped taking after $99 worth. Omalei, and Rav Kana said to the Goy, Chazi, look, you lech across a michna. I'm relying upon you. In other words, listen, if you make the mistake, like it's your mistake, I don't have to tell you about it. Rashi says, V'yom Rav Kana l'kusi chazlo 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 chazlo. Like, and he wanted to took himself out of the chashad. In other words, to say, like, I'm not stealing from you. Like, if you're accepting it, it's your achrayus. That's what he told him. Chazi diolecho kosamichna. Ravina zovan diklo. Hu vekusi. Litzalcho. Ravina with a shutaf, with another guy, bought a palm tree. And they bought it, I'm not to chop it down, to use it for the wood. So, omale lishmaya. So, Ravina told his shamish, his servant, Kodem v'yaisem mi'ikroi, go chop me down, give me the wood near the bark, near the bottom part of the tree. The kusi minyona yoda. The kusi only knows like how much. So Rashi says minyona yoda means minyan hapsokim mono. He knows how to count how many pieces there are, but he doesn't give his eyes to know. Rashi says avolo nos neinov kama dakim yesh v'kama gasim yesh, if they're bigger than this or the small. So Mela, like in order to say, the guy is not going to realize it anyway. So therefore, you might as well give me the better type of wood. Yeah. Rav Ashi heavy kozo bi urcher. Rav Ashi was walking in the street. Chozi shipsho de gufno bi pardisa. He saw like a nice cluster of grapes hanging over a pardis, hanging over an orchard. And there were a lot of good grapes hanging over. Slash as a ship to mean Zemiris. There was like, you know, a vine sticking over, and it was good grapes hanging down. So Amalei L'Shemayid, so to Ishamish, Zil Chazi, go take a look. Ida Kusininu, I see, if it belongs to a guy, this orchard, go bring me. Ida Yisroninu, why I see, if it belongs to a Jew, then don't bring it. Don't give it to me. So the happen was, Shamahu Kusi, to have a Yosef Padisa, he's the owner of the orchard, who was sitting inside and heard to what Rav Kana said. So Omala, he said to him, and we heard what Rav Ashi said. So Omala, he said to him, the Kusi Shari? Is it like, even if it belongs to a guy, are you allowed to steal from a guy? Like, what are you saying? If it belongs to a guy, come and give it to me. So Omala, he said back to him like this, Kusi Shokol Demei. If it belongs to a guy, then I'm not afraid, I'll pay him for it, he'll take the money. Yisrael leshakol demei, but by Jew he won't take the money. Now Tosa speaks out, what haka was of Shatan Rav Ashi? How come he wanted to take it from the Kusi? So Tosa speaks out that what he answered at the end was really his kavan at the beginning also. Because he didn't want to steal from the Kusi. He knows Halacha is Kusi, that our whole Gemara here is Mashma, that Gezel Kusi is also. So what he said at the end is really what he meant at the beginning. He meant he saw these nice grapes here, so he meant to tell his shamish, like, just find out if it belongs to a guy, then bring it to me, because for sure the guy will take money for it. But not that he wanted to steal, Lavad, he held also that Gezel Kanani is also. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, before we said, that Omar Shmuel said, Alocha is Dina de Machusa Dino, that if the king says Alocha about Dina Momnis, we have to listen to him. So now Omar Rav says, Tei da, bring your proof to this. They cut le dikle because the guy, the king's men come down to cut down palm trees, the goshre gishri, and they go build up bridges with them, the yavrin and alayim, and we use them. So if we use them, how do we use them? If it's really gezel, it should be also for us to use it. So lamay, the pshatis is not called gezel because dinu de machus adina. So merstakash omulay abaya, the dilmi mishum di yayish luminayim arayu. Maybe the reason why there's no gezli was because the owner was miyayish. It's like yish and then shini rishus. So that's why it's muta. The Rashi says, hey, miyayish klema. Oh, that's right. But maybe the owner was miyayish. It was like yish and shini rishus. Omalais, he said back to him, no. Eloi dino de machusa dino, if the locher is, that if there would not be such a klal of dino de machusa dino, hey, miyayishi. What kind of yish would be here? Like Rashi says, klema. Me have a yish. Is this called yish? So Rashi says, "Heichim yayishim klema, mi havi yish, ha yish kedi havi, v'en kan shini rishus, she rishus rabim hein. It's rishus rabim, so they take and they build it in rishus rabim. There's no shini rishus. V'shinu ma'ishanami leka, the hashanami guva the dikle bikri. It's still called dekel. So that's the most kash. Even if the owner is miyayish, so what? What does yish help over here? There's no shini rishus. It still remains in rishus rabim. So my answer is like this." So therefore, there's the proof to say, Dina Vachus says Dina. Still a Sakasha. But the Shlichim, they do not do the way the king tells them. Malko, the king told them, Zilu Vekatlu Mikol Bagi, go and chop down trees from every valley, take an even amount from every place. Vienu, what do the Shluchim do? Azli Vekatli Michat Baga, they go down to one valley, and they chop down all the trees from one place.
So they're also not doing the way the king tells them. Since Salachur, it should be Gezel, so how come we use the bridges? So Gemara says, no, Shlucha de Malko Kamalko. What the Shlich of the king does has a locha like the king itself. See, if also it applies a locha of Dina de Machusadina. V'loy Torach, Shlucha de Malko, V'loy Torach. V'inu Asra Nashayel, the people in the city, they're the ones that ruined it for themselves. Like Rashi says, V'loy Torach, Eino lov l'treif, likach mizeachar, v'mizeachar.
They don't have to do this to go around and chop down wood from every valley a little bit.
They're not mechuyav to be matriach themselves. But the people in the cities themselves are losing out. The boilhu the inkut mikuli, they should have collected money from everybody, mikuli bagi, or mishkol demei and give the money. That's what they should have done. So really it's our fault. So I call upon them and apply the law of dimu d'machus adino, and that's why the bridges were allowed to use the bridges. Omar Rava, Rava said, Man de mishtakach bevei dori, pora manto de malko. Somebody that's found, bevei dori, Rashi says, ho you are bor shutfim begorin.
Let's say there were four partners to this barn house here. Ve'viu shloisha chalkon ve'isom. Three quarters of the produce was already taken home. For Avi, the fourth partner, he didn't take his share yet. That's Nimsa Begurim, that's still found down by the barn. And now the taxman comes, takes the taxes. So Locher is Pora Monsa de Malka. He gives his share, the one quarter here, he gives for the taxes. But the payment is called payment Bishvil Kulum, Madrashi says. In other words, the other Shutfim was left to pay him back their portion equally. He's paying now Bishvil all of them. So that's what Rava says. That again, Omar Rava, Man de Mishtakach Veidori, Pora Monsa de Malka. He has to pay his portion, his quarter to the king for the taxes, and he'll get it back from the other partners. But Vahani Mili, one is this said, Shutfa. If they're all Shutfim, then one has a chiv to pay for all of them. Aval Arise, if you're only an Arish, you're only working on the fields, it's not really yours, then Arisusa Hudukamafik. You only have to pay taxes on your portion, because you're only a workman, you're only working. You don't really own the field. You don't have to pay the taxes for the owner. The Yoma Rova Bar Moso. That Bar Mosa Bar Moso Mivot, that they have a right to take away from one person like a mashkin, from one person to pay taxes for the other person of the same city. Rashi says, "Rishus biyad Yisroel gabei hamelech lamashkin ben ir amath ben ir chaveroi." They can take a mashkin from one person, from one Jew, for the ben ir chaveroi. That's all part of dina d'machus dina. But v'han emili, when is this said? The barlo aryo v'kargo. When they're collecting taxes that you have to pay for each person, or else from the payers that grew, of this year, the high shos of this year. Avoshos of the cholof, but if it's collected from last year taxes, hoyo v'yafas valka. Since from last year taxes, for sure the king already received his share. So cholof, then he can't be mashkin, because then, but the tax collector is only getting his own money for his own pay. For his own pay, that he can't take a mashkin. But if the king already received his taxes, so then this gabbai has no right to take a mashkin, to take a Jew, take for mashkin one Jew for another one. Now, Vaita. The Yamarova. Hani didairi dori b'teuchatchum. If you have these goyim, the Rashi says, Akum shiyeshlem behemos, or mezablem mehen sodos bischar. If you have goyim that have animals, and they like, for pay, they'll let their animals live, let's say, in your field for a while, to be mezabel, to fertilize your field. So, v'yomarova hani de dairi b'toychatchum. If they live toychatchum of the city, also likach mem, you're not allowed to buy from them. Trashi behema. Because Shema Nizchabri and Behemoisa show Yisrael, we show B'nai Yisrael, who? That you can't buy an animal off these Goyim, because you have to be afraid maybe some of their animals they stole from a Jew. So it's like Gezel Yisrael, therefore we can't buy off them their animals. But Chutz L'Tchum, if they live Chutz L'Tchum, then Mut Likachem Hem, then we're allowed to buy from them. Omer Ravina says, but if we see Jewish, the owner, like Jewish people are running after these goyim as if to say, you stole our animals, then even if the goyim live outside the tchum, still we can't buy animals off them. Because we see clearly that they're choshed, the Jews are saying they stole from them. So if we have to be afraid, some of their animals are Jewish animals, but we can't buy the animals off them.
Machras Rav Ravim proclaimed and said, "Vitaimer Rafuna, some say Rafuna, to Salkin Lilov or the Nachten Litosa."
In other words, both the people that the Solon go up to Eretz Yisrael, or else the people that come down to Bavel, told them like this: that Ha Bahai Bar Yisrael, if you have a Jew, the Yodi Sadus Lakusi, he knows Eidus, he could say for Goy Eidus. For Loi Tovu Minei, and the Goy did not ask him to come to be an aid. The also the Asid Leib Dinei Kusi, and the Yisrael himself goes and says Eidus, in the Goy Shakot, Al Yisrael Chavrei against another Jew, is Meshamtina Leib, we put him into Shamta, you give him a curse. He's doing the wrong thing. You should not say Eidus against another Jew in the Goy Shakot. My time, what's the reason? The Inum,